Australia's richest race, the Everest, is just around the corner, staged next month at Randwick in Sydney. And the ATC this week put their cards on the table by investing in the Victorian-trained galloper Nature Strip. And the head of Wagering Racing and International from the ATC, James Ross, joins us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you, James?
Very well.
A wise investment, it seems. Nature Strip getting behind him.
Yes. I think we'd, we'd run a process over a number of months at the ATC. We run an expression of interest process, which usually kicks off around May and June, where we look at as many interested horses as possible. Some of those expressions of interest come from domestic or interstate trainers, and a number of them come from international trainers. So we tend to work through a process there. Sort of evaluating as many Group 1 races as possible and aim to make our decision usually around September time. And it's very exciting. We've landed on Nature Strip, partnering with, one of Australia's leading trainers in Darren Weir, who, incidentally, we partnered with last year to good effect and finished third in the race. So I think exciting things ahead.
What are the attributes of Nature Strip that appeal to you so much, James?
Yes, look, I think from the outset, the Australian Turf Club's always been, as soon as we took a slot in the race, one of our key aims has been trying to find horses which would add a different dimension to the race. Obviously, we try really hard to find a horse from an international perspective, but if one isn't available or doesn't present a better case than a domestic candidate, we land on a domestic candidate. And Nature Strip really has an exciting profile. You can see there he's had eight wins from 11 starts. He's going from strength to strength. He took out the McEwen Stakes at his last start, setting a track record there. He's an exciting, what you call a boom sprinter, really. So to add him into the race, I think, adds a different dimension. And last year's race, the profile of it was raised significantly with horses like She Will Reign and Hoots and adding that different dimension. And we feel that we're really, really bringing it with Nature Strip. We also feel that, we've obviously got Darren Weir, but we've got an exciting group of owners who are a syndicate of people, all from different walks of life and backgrounds. And that was a great part of our partnership last year. And we're seeing syndication being, the fabric of Australian, part of the fabric of Australian racing at the moment. So I think that adds another level of interest, I think, and intrigue around Nature Strip.
Well, that's exactly right, James. And, of course, a syndicated horse won the inaugural Everest last year in Red Zell.
Absolutely. I think seeing Red Zell win and his sort of army of owners, who I think, around 50 in number, was one of the great advertisements to the race. I think when we introduced the Everest, we with our partners Racing New South Wales, we weren't prepared that it would be going, raising it to that sort of, elevated to that level in its first running. So that was really exciting. And having a winner like Red Zell really made the race so accessible to people. It gave great exposure to people who are newcomers to racing because you had, some large shareholders in Red Zell, but some people who were very, very small shareholders and some of them were their first horse. So he's been a great ride for them. And as one of the favourites again, for the race this year, he continues to assist with the race's profile.
He sure does. And so, James, there's only now one slot left for the Everest, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's been an interesting pathway this year. A number of slot holders went quite early in the piece. We saw some of those leading slot holders. Red Zell obviously was picked up very quickly. Last year's second place, Get a Vega Magic to James Harron Bloodstock, was picked up around early August. But to see Trapeze Artist, which was a really exciting addition, he was last year's sort of champion sprinting colt. To see him partner with our Aquas Farm, partner with the owners there, was a really interesting step. And I think probably the most exciting of all, when we set out on the aim of internationalising the Everest, we really hoped in the first couple of years we'd have international participation, and to see a horse to the calibre of US Navy Flag fill the Coolmore slot is a really exciting point, because I think he's I believe, the best performed European sprinter to come to Australia. So for him to arrive is a real achievement, and I think we'll be really satisfied if he can run really well in Everest.
And it's a race that's very quickly gained traction within Australia and beyond in terms of profile.
Yeah, that's correct, Joe. I think in its first year, it rated right up there in the top five sprints in the world. So it really delivered on quality. I think it delivered in general intrigue. I think the relationship between slot holders and ownership groups was a great one. We got a number of characters across sort of both sets last year, and that they were really positive for the race in not only in racing media but in mainstream media. So I think they were sort of key points to the race's success. But certainly the new angle that the race brought in terms of having this slot owner possibility of introducing horses to the race, which isn't traditional compared to most sets of entry conditions for most other group races. I think people found that really, really interesting and got behind it.
Last year and even into this year, James, it's fair to say there was a fair bit of hoo-ha, an interstate rivalry about Carnival versus the Everest. A few Melburnians getting their noses out of joint with the placement of the race on the calendar, but a lot of that seems to have dissipated now, and people are much more positive and embracing of the concept.
Yeah, I think it was. It's never an easy time to introduce a flagship race in any period of busy racing period across spring or autumn in Australia. So I think that was always the challenge. But from the outset, we attempted to select a race which had a distance and conditions which didn't directly clash. But a couple of the interesting outcomes out of it were, the boost to national wagering on the day. So I think that was a real positive to see other states benefit from that. But also I think the concept has helped so many other sprint races around the country become part of this process. And we've seen, an unprecedented increase in the level of quality of early spring sprinting races. So we've seen races, listed races in Adelaide or early group races in the Melbourne winter or early spring become, really interesting races which high quality sprinters are now participating in. So I think there's, shared benefit in the concept as well.
James, there was a huge crowd in attendance for the Everest last year. Based on pre-sales thus far, are you expecting a similar or even larger crowd to attend next month?
Yeah, look, I think we'll be on track for a really large crowd again. We're tracking well ahead of last year, but certainly the concept is now well known. So we certainly have changed the purchase process. I think we'll be on track for a similar crowd in that, into the 30s, which will be a really good result. That was, the most significant crowd that Randwick had had in over 10 years. So, to deliver at that level again, will be really strong, but we're also mindful of the race day experience that everybody has there. So I think we're on track to achieve both of those again this year.
James, thanks for joining us and bringing us up to speed with all things Everest.
Not a problem, Jack. Thank you.
That's James Ross from the ATC. They've invested their hopes in the Victorian-trained galloper, Nature Strip.